This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. According to statistics, 40% of all women have dense breast tissue. Adding ultrasound to traditional mammography helps find cancers in this breast type that mammography may miss. Dr. David Weintritt is a board-certified breast surgeon and founder of the National Breast Center. In 2012, Dr. Weintritt founded the National Breast Center to continue raising awareness of new treatment options and to expand services available to breast cancer patients. Since then, Dr. Weintritt founded the National Breast Center Foundation with the goal of improving access to care, technology for breast cancer screening and treatment, and giving women in the Washington metropolitan area the options they deserve. He is here today to tell us more about this new advanced technology he is working with to help find early stage breast cancer. Dr. Weintritt, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So, tell us, what convinced you to offer ultrasound breast screening to your patients, and describe the patient type who should have this examination?
You know, years ago, I would notice when a patient would come in for me to help evaluate a new finding, I would do an ultrasound, and I would scan the remainder of the breast to help orient myself when I was planning their surgery, and I would find other abnormalities that the mammogram wasn't seeing. So then I started using the same handheld ultrasound technology to screen women with dense breast tissue, and a whole world of findings opened up to me about how powerful ultrasound could be. It was really amazing to me to see a normal mammogram, and this is not to say that mammogram technology wasn't helpful for these women, but how a normal mammogram could potentially hide so many other findings, not all of which obviously were damaging to the patient, but many of which were real issues that ultrasound was showing such a clearer picture for.
Tell me, what is the Sonosyne Albus technology, and why did you choose to offer this breast screening examination as an option?
Yeah, just so the audience is aware, the Sonosyne component is the name of a company that designed this particular system. Albus is an acronym that stands for Automated Whole Breast Ultrasound. It's basically a system, and I shouldn't say basic, it's a great system that uses a robotic arm with three-dimensional movement and a software package that's able to create an image of the entire breast during a screening exam, all the way from one side to the next, even including the lymph nodes under the arm. This was previously impossible to confirm that all tissue was imaged and that an image was being acquired for all tissue before the technology became available that Sonosyne works with. I chose them because I'm able now to perform a much more comprehensive ultrasound than I ever could before, and it works with the existing technology that I had in my office, so I continued using a platform that I'm familiar with.
One question one would have is, how is ultrasound different than mammography, and why not use ultrasound on all women instead of mammography?
So from a basic physics standpoint, ultrasound uses sound waves instead of a beam of radiation. A mammogram takes a picture by sending an X-ray beam through the breast tissue that's captured by a receiving plate, which then creates an image. Ultrasound, like sonar from a submarine, uses a sound wave to penetrate through the tissue, and then the echo from those sound waves are bounced back and are received by the probe, which then creates a picture. One of the amazing things about ultrasound is it's all based upon the frequency. You can ultrasound tissue that's very soft, and there are actually ultrasound technologies in industry that can see through steel. So when you're talking about patients with dense breast tissue as having a potential, quote, challenge for mammography, ultrasound that's tuned the right way can see through dense tissue very easily. It's amazing to see. I do still encourage women to do mammography. Mammogram has been shown to save lives, and it also is what we use to determine whether women have dense breast tissue or not in the first place. If someone has a mammogram and their density is very little, then the mammogram picture is actually so reliable that those women do not need ultrasound from a screening standpoint. Ultrasound might still be used to help assess a symptom or a new lump, but they don't need it for screening. But the 40% of women you mentioned who have dense breast tissue, some of which know it and some unfortunately don't, they have mammograms which are very good studies but may not be seeing everything. And some of those women also have an increased risk for developing breast cancer. So ultrasound technology is safe. It's painless. It's the same exam that's used to do fetal ultrasound screening, so we know there's no hazard. But the two working together really create a great program, especially for some of these women who are at higher risk.
And I couldn't agree more. Today we are with Dr. David Weintritt, a board-certified breast surgeon and founder of the National Breast Center, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Why don't all breast facilities offer this type of screening for their dense-breasted patients?
I think different places would potentially not offer it for different reasons. I'll kind of go through what I look at as being some of the logistical challenges, but then also why we decided to overcome them. First, you have to actively screen and educate patients, and that obviously takes some time and effort. Now, look, that's sort of our job as being physicians, and we're dedicated to help women fight against and help earlier diagnosis for breast cancer. So we do that already. It's an active conversation I've been having with women for years, but it's not something that happens in all locations. So the concept of having to say, okay, we know every woman over 40 is appropriate to be doing a mammogram, and we know that a certain percentage of these might be appropriate to do an ultrasound, but we have to actually go through and look at all their reports, and then we have to actually talk to the ones whose tissue are dense and then explain to them what this technology is about. The combination of that, unfortunately, is a little more than some facilities may be willing to take on. Also, the examination can take 15 to 20 minutes. Again, it's not painless. There's no radiation, so there's no harm for the amount of time of the study. And it can take up to 10 minutes for me to read and interpret an exam. Some facilities may also not be used to seeing breast tissue as much using ultrasound as they may with mammography. You can understand how those may be hurdles. But we chose, and I chose to overcome them because of my experience in finding so many important things in the past, and now having access to an ultrasound technology that allowed me to see things even better.
I understand that there are breast density information laws that are forcing imaging facilities to tell women if they have dense breast tissue. Are these working, and how do you feel about this?
Well, I think the laws are a huge step forward. You know, my approach for screening women with dense tissue preceded the law that became in effect in the state where I practice most, which is the state of Virginia, just inside the Beltway of Washington, D.C. But I laud them still for passing it. I think there are approximately 21 states now in the country who require reporting of breast density, and there obviously are other states that are working on their own legislation. They're sort of working. But I see still a lot of confusion about the reporting. I applaud the effort for sure. I think mostly what I found it to be beneficial is it creates a platform that we can then use to promote this awareness. It's easy when I can say it's enough of a crisis or an issue for a law to have been passed. Unfortunately, the law doesn't really explain things very well. But that's our job. You know, we relate to the patients and we create plans for our patients. So I'm glad that the laws exist. We need much more awareness about them, though.
If you would, tell us about the new insurance codes for ultrasound breast screening. What does this mean for dense-breasted women and the facilities who offer this supplemental screening?
When the law says that women must be informed of their density, and the mammogram report suggests that other means of screening might be helpful, it's very important to have a procedure code that supports the use of ultrasound in screening these women. It was a big step for insurance companies and the federal government to recognize the benefit and then create a system so that we can offer this service and have it covered by insurance. It's very frustrating from our standpoint when you have a law and a report that say this is not the full story or additional work needs to be done, and then we are expected to be the ones to provide that and there not to be a method or an accepted way for us to provide that service. So when codes are created and a procedure is recognized, we're actually now able to provide it and offer it to so many more women because insurance agrees that this is an important part of their health care.
And from your vast experience and expertise, what is your advice to women listening in for protecting their breast health?
Well, number one, and I would say this all the time, is to know your risk. It's something we do for women in our practice every day. We help them define their personal risk, and so they can make a screening program that is customized to them. It's simple things like personal history, family history, breast density. They're easy questions to ask, and they're easy things to assess. And once they're known, we can immediately place women into one of four different categories of screening and give them a plan that's right for them. I also really encourage women to be aware that breast cancer can still happen even at an early age. The incidence of breast cancer in women aged 30 to 40 is increasing in our country. Women should also know that while having a family history of breast cancer does increase their risk, most breast cancers still occur in women without a strong family history. So every woman, even those without strong family histories, needs to have a screening plan in place, and it needs to be the right plan for them.
Well, Dr. Weintraut, certainly has been good to have had you, and certainly to appreciate your taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. For more information, where can women call to schedule an appointment with you, and also where can they find you online?
Sure. Well, the name of our practice is the National Breast Center. So the online location is simply nationalbreastcenter.com. We have an email address, which is info@nationalbreastcenter.com, and our local telephone number is 703-664-2407. You'll find information there about our office, about our foundation, which is really efforting trying to make awareness of all these issues available to the women of our community and to the D.C. area as well.
Once again, Dr. Weintraut, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's been my pleasure, and I appreciate you and what you're doing to get awareness out so that our job of trying to promote early diagnosis and well-being and saving lives can be so much easier.
Well, it certainly is my pleasure and honor to have people like yourself to come onto the show. We've been speaking with Dr. David Weintraut, a board-certified breast surgeon and founder of the National Breast Center, with the goal of improving access to care technology for breast cancer screening and treatment and giving women in the Washington metropolitan area the options they deserve. And once again, the website of reference is nationalbreastcenter.com. And for more information on the system, it's sonoceni.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.